You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
That was Drake May. Mike Vrabel bleeding his own blood yesterday.
Man.
Diving in there.
Love to see it.
I still haven't seen any footage of it.
No, I mean, neither. Zoomed in after the fact, I didn't notice any blood, but some of the people that were on the field said they saw it, so we'll take it.
There's one, like, Patriots fan video that I've seen that's circulating where I can't really see anything. So I haven't seen any real footage of it, but I'll take the beat writer's
words. Good little tussle, though. Nobody got thrown out. It wasn't like a fight, but there's two different, like, oh, we got to separate you moments. That was good. You know, overall good day for the Patriots.
It was, and They won, regardless of who you read, at least among the Patriots beat writers. I guess I haven't cycled through and read the Washington side. Maybe I should. But, you know, Bedard thinks they won yesterday. Callahan thought it was a slight win. Kide thought it was more than that. Phil Perry called it a win. You thought it was a pretty decisive win.
I thought it was decisive from what I was watching. And I would say, you know, Jaden Daniels, for example, looked fine. I was paying more attention to Drake May, and they were usually repping at the same time. But I thought Jaden Daniels was fine. I thought it was also a win for Terry McLaurin because you're like, there's not a lot of options here for the Washington offense. It threw to Zach Ertz a lot, which I guess you could point out the Patriots, like, who's the best that they have at covering teams' tight ends? And they're going to face Brock Bowers week one.
Yeah, good call.
So like that could be an area to exploit on the Patriots' defense. But, no, overall, I thought the offense until the interception late, pretty much dominated the Washington defense. And then the Patriots defense, I thought, at least held their own, if not got a slight win over the Commanders offense. So I think you add it all together, I thought it was a great day for the Pats.
So I'm looking at our guy, J.P. Finley.
Yep. Met him.
From the Odyssey station in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
He tweeted that Jaden Daniels carved up the Patriots. Do you agree with that?
I mean, he had a lot of checkdowns. I didn't think he threw the ball down. Drake May took more chances downfield than Jaden Daniels did.
I would 1,000% agree with that characterization.
So I would say, like, I don't know what the stats say. I'm guessing he had completed a high percentage, but it was all, like, three-yard passes.
I mean, in the hurry-up, he couldn't get in the end zone against Alex Austin.
Correct.
You know, so, like, I hold that pick against Drake May. I'll hold Jaden Daniels and turn it over, but he also didn't score.
Yeah, carved up. Seems too strong.
But he says, late in joint practices, one thing became clear that it was missing, Terry McLaurin. So similar takeaway to you.
Yeah, that was my biggest takeaway, was like, you're looking at the roster, you're like, big old Debo Samuel, who I did want, but he is, I think, the leading candidate for Hoss of the Week. Seeing Debo in person like that, yeah, he's...
I don't know, did you see that picture of Anthony yesterday?
Yeah, it could be Anthony
could
as well.
Could be Anthony. Could he might be Anthony. In the mix.
But they don't have many other guys. I mean, he was throwing to Zach Ertz over and over and over again. You're like, all right. Like, you got any receivers you want to throw to?
I'm looking at J.P. Finley's timeline now, Keith.
These guys from Boston are losers?
No, the morning. Sick brag, bro. Looks like their morning show in D.C. had a good idea. They're cracking smelling salts.
Damn it.
I put that
in grab bag for today because there's an update to the smelling salts story.
I've seen the update. We can get to it. We should have been cracking smelling salts today.
Oh, we would have been just shot out of a cannon.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. You understand that?
I wouldn't score one for DC Morning Radio. They damn it, that was right, literally right under our noses. We should have.
I wouldn't have trusted myself though to not like jump over the barrier and like fly down two levels.
Now I
would have been too crazy.
Now I've been getting yelled at all morning by Wiggy about it, but he's like very adamant about my 40. I never said I could run a fast 40. He's very fixated on me running a 40.
Yesterday on a Would You Rather Wednesday,
I'll land this plane in a minute. But yeah, explain.
Yesterday we asked a very important question: would you rather be the fastest person alive or the strongest person alive? Yeah. In your answer, you said, well, I'm already pretty fast.
Pretty fast.
At that moment, Wiggy started texting me, how fast is he? How fast is he really? Did he run what's his 40 time? Did he run under or did he run over a 5? If so, he's slow. And I'm like, I don't know if he has a 40 time. I'm taking him at his word for it. He says he's fast.
I never.
Then we see him in the hallway, and he's like, sprint down here.
He's like, yeah, tell me what your 40 time is. I'm like, I never said I could run a fast 40.
He's like, how fast
40.
Are you? I've never seen him so.
Really, what I was saying is just I'm a weakling. Really, what I was trying to say is I'm just a weakling, and I'm not strong. I would rather be strong than fast.
Yeah.
That was really the only thing I was trying to say.
But you were kind of saying you were fast.
Well, yeah. I think if you lined up everybody at the radio station, I would do pretty well in a race.
In a sprint?
I think if you line... Yeah,
you'll receive $10 in bonus bets for every win your team has in the tournament.
I might be huffing and puffing.
You can download the ESPN Bet Sportsbook app today.
That was you jogging
down the
hallway.
Odds and lines are subject to change.
But I did it fast. I might be huffing and puffing afterwards, but I did it fast down the hallway.
You're like, oh, I ran like 3 miles. And it's like, well, that's a different skill set altogether than
sprinting
like a...
down the hall trying to get these reads. I'm dying over here.
This is the guy who's fat?
Yeah, I think I would. Okay. I think if you I've seen Wiggy run 40 on like Lansdowne Street. Didn't he like topple over? Who did he race? I've seen that video.
Oh, he beat.
Did he?
Who the hell did he race?
Do I have it backwards?
I thought
he beat somebody.
Reamer.
Let's settle down.
Did he actually beat him?
It was like tail of the tape, I believe. I think it was real close.
So like anyway.
So you think if you lined up everybody on like a football field in the end zone, everybody that works here at the station, and they sprinted to say. Midfield. I think everybody would die if they had to go all the way across the field.
Sure.
Do you think you would win that?
I don't know if I'd win, but I would
sprint down the hall trying to get these reads. I'm dying over
I think here. I would do pretty well. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go 80 feet.
I did go 80 feet. I was just huffing and puffing afterwards. But I think I would.
It's the turn that threw him.
I would have run those 80 feet faster than somebody else.
I've never seen Wiggy more obsessed with
honestly,
something.
The most mad Wiggy's been at me ever was about my Halloween costume. This was a close second.
This was two.
This was right there. Yeah, like definitely. He was like, you can't run a 40. He also claims if we all tried to run a 40, we'd all blow out our hamstrings.
I agree with that.
I don't.
I don't think I've gotten it to full speed in years.
I would not pull a
muscle.
And
I did pull a hamstring playing slow pitch softball, so I don't think I would successfully complete
sick
the 40-yard dash.
Bro.
I wouldn't pull
a mess.
I wouldn't pull a muscle.
Right.
He's like, we'd all just pop our hamstrings.
It'd be a funny spectacle, though, to just have people watch the wide view, and then just every 10 yards, somebody goes down.
Anyway, my roundabout point is, I don't have a 40 time. I didn't play football.
No,
so I've never taken smelling salts as my roundabout.
Got it.
Have you tried a nice smelling salt? You got a nice whiff?
I don't think I had smelling salts. I do remember it was I want to say in the early days of Red Bull. We didn't know exactly what Red Bull was. We just heard that it like got y'all fired up. I think it gave you wings is what they said. And so like junior or senior year of high school, like two or three of us chugged Red Bull before the game.
Nice.
Not the
throw it up.
No, it felt like I should have. It was like immediately run down on kickoff after pounding a Red Bull can. And I was like, that did not have the desired effect. I feel more sick than I do excited. So anyway, I usually did not go with the smelling salts.
All right. Well, the word out of D.C. is that
that's a good idea.
Jaden Daniels had a good day, and the morning show was taking smelling salts. And I wish we thought of that.
I think Daniels is fine. I think Drake May had a great day. He did throw a pick, but I think other than that, he had a great day.
Like to me, if I was doing a radio show in D.C., that would be the way I characterize it too. I'd be going, Daniels just got outplayed by the guy one pick after him. Now, Daniels had a way better rookie year. I don't know how freaked out I'd be, but that was a story. May outplayed Daniels yesterday.
But Daniels for sure. But you didn't really need to see a lot out of Daniels.
Fair.
He has the same offensive coordinator. He's hoping to get Terry McLaurin back. He's, after 1 year, kind of like a made man in the league. Like he's looked at as a top six quarterback in the NFL. Drake May, jury's out, new offense, bunch of new players on like you needed to see more from him. Then Jaden Daniels didn't have a bad day. I would just say Drake May was better.
Yeah, that's agreed. All. And so I wonder, Keith, if they are able to win the day decisively in your mind against the Commanders at joint practices, a team that won double-digit games a year ago. Would they win last year?
Oh, probably.
They finished in the NFC title game a season ago. Where did they finish for a win total last year?
Probably.
I thought I saw 12 the other day. I wonder if that counted postseason wins.
They don't know. They were 12-5 regular season.
They were 12-5. Okay.
Yeah.
So they won 12 games last year. and you were able to have a better day than them on joint practices. Is it possible we're low on me sitting here at 9 wins and you at 10?
Possible. I mean, it's just one day, and so. But if they were horrible, we would have called them out for that, and we would have been maybe a little bit more concerned.
They were horrible a year ago against the Eagles. They did get that called out.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And it was exceptionally predictive.
No, but I think 10 is, I mean, I'm at 10, you're at 9. I think both of those are fair. The over-under in Vegas is 8.5, and that's even with what everybody assumes is kind of a lack of talent as compared to other teams around the league, but they have a very easy schedule, and maybe some of those real positions of weakness are a little bit better. Like, I kind of like the defense. You know, health, if they're all healthy, you look out there, you're like, kind of like these guys, and they didn't even have Gonzalez or Davis. So if you have Gonzalez and Davis, and now you have other guys that have stepped up, like Alex Austin, and you have obviously Marcus Jones, as like other corners to fill in, you have three, maybe even four safeties that you feel comfortable about. The front, let's call it four, I like a lot. The linebackers, Spillane's an upgrade. It's other guys that you've had before, so we'll see how they do, guys like Tavai and Ellis. My takeaway, though, was the receiver group, a group that we have just ripped apart for three, four straight years.
So
seemed to actually be making plays, getting open, and I don't know, they seem decent.
Well, I agree with that, and that is certainly how I felt yesterday. I was reading some of the recaps once we got home, and are we ignoring the drops a little too much yesterday? Because I agree. I thought the receivers had a really good day. Pop Douglas had a great day. Drop.
Yep.
Trevion Henderson, drop. I know he's not a receiver.
Yeah,
but it's someone in the passing game. Mac Hollins, a couple of drops. I'm missing another one in there as well. But
I don't think Booty did, right? Booty caught everything.
No, maybe I was thinking of the Henderson drop.
Yeah.
But there were four drops yesterday for Drake May. And I came out of that feeling pretty good. Booty had a good day. Hollins made plays. Douglas was everywhere. Diggs wasn't even out there for some of it. But when he got out there, certainly in 7-on-7s, he had a couple of catches. I'm not sure he did, actually.
Yeah.
In 11-on-11s. But are we ignoring the drops a little too much?
Maybe a little bit.
And are we just not used to what an average or even improved receiver group looks like? Because it's been so bad
the last couple of years. Low bar to step over. And by saying that they played well, I'm not putting them in, like, you know, the top 10, 15 receiver groups in the NFL. We just thought there was a chance they were like 31-30, you know, like that low. Maybe it's better. I think there's already a chance it was going to be better just with Steph Diggs being out there and being healthy, which he is. And now those other guys, maybe they could step up and be a little bit better. I looked at it where even like the best receivers in the league are going to drop passes, but can you get open at all? And those guys were getting open. Like Drake May had windows to throw in. Some of those Pop Douglas plays,
he was wide open.
So that part of it is really good. I feel like one of the things we've talked about, and this was obviously a N'Keal Harry issue, but even other guys on the team, like Jalen Polk, did Jalen Polk ever get open? Like, those guys couldn't get open. And then you're asking your quarterback to, like, thread a needle, and then they weren't getting it done. So I thought yesterday, and maybe Washington will look at it and be like, oh, it was a bad day out of us on defense. Maybe it was. But I'll still view it as a overall very positive day for the receivers, acknowledging that, yeah, there were a couple of drops.
Let's just look at it for a moment in the division. The Dolphins, I don't need to go through their depth chart. They have the best receiver group in the division. Is that fair to say?
Wait, who does?
The Dolphins.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so
yeah,
I think that one's pretty easy. After that, is it possible the Patriots have the second best in the division?
So it's definitely better than the Bills. We've already talked about the Bills.
Work with me on this, right? So the Bills right now, who is their best receiver? I would probably say Shakir. He's hurt.
Shakir, and maybe they're hoping for a big jump out of
Keon Coleman. Who else is even in that room? They signed Josh Palmer. They have Curtis Samuel, who did nothing last year.
Curtis Samuel's done nothing for a while.
Okay, so that's the Bills receiver room. So I'd take the Patriots receiver room over that. The Jets have the best receiver.
Yep.
Or a better receiver than anyone the Patriots have.
Who's their number two besides Garrett Wilson?
So Garrett Wilson's great. After him, I would say their number two is either Josh Reynolds or Alan Lazard. Yeah, that's so I'm saying.
If you're doing 3 versus 3, it's close. If you're doing like 4 versus 4, I would probably take the Patriots.
The Patriots might have a better receiving room.
Malachi Corley still there? He was good for them last year.
Was he?
He had a lot of fumbles, but he
wasn't he the guy who dropped the touchdown right before going into the end zone? Yeah. Did he actually have a good year?
I thought he did for what they asked of him.
He was a relatively high pick. A day two pick, I want to say.
Never mind, I completely lied.
What did he do?
3 catches for 16 yards.
Oh, he's Jalen Polk. Jalen Polk outproduced. He had a good year.
He had a good year, right, last year?
I was like, I remember.
It must have been the one that he dropped on the goal line that just benched him for the rest of the year.
That's what happened.
He had enough receiving yards for one first down. Was that the guy that you liked? No, I would say
what did that have been, like third on the Patriots last year?
Wow. Oh, yeah, he would have been right in
between Polk and Baker. Yeah.
No, but Garrett Wilson, so I guess it's how you view it, right? Like, Garrett Wilson is the guy you would for sure want. Clearly, he'd be either the second or third best receiver in the whole division.
Yeah, he might be better than Diggs in his prime. Like, arguably.
Well, I think they hope that he will be based. I don't think he is yet. I don't think he's had any seasons like Steph Diggs with the Bills, his first year with the Bills. But either way, I get your point. But no, Pop Douglas, Kayshon Booty, and Mac Hollins, those three guys, would they all make the Jets? Yeah. Whereas we've had previous years where you looked at the Patriots wide receiver depth chart, you're like, I don't even know how many of those guys make the team somewhere else, let alone play and get featured in the offense.
All right, prime Diggs in Buffalo.
Oh, he was filthy. He led the league in like every category.
Yeah, he had
1,500 yards, maybe?
127 catches for 1,500 yards. He had, Wilson hasn't done that.
No.
Wilson did go 101 for 1,100 last year.
Yeah.
And he did it by year 3. I mean, Steph Diggs did not have a 1,000-yard season until year 4. Now,
I mean, fifth round pick,
way less draft capital.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. But I mean, I don't know. Wilson is a really good receiver, would be my point. So even if you were getting prime Diggs,
but Diggs,
I think
was
that
first team all pro.
Sure. I think that would be close. You're not getting prime Diggs. So give the Jets the best receiver. Patriots receiver room might be the second best in the division.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Which maybe says more about the division than their room, but I've been pleasantly surprised with that. So am I revising the win total up? No.
No, I'm locking mine in. I already did that.
I have them at 9, and if they have a good joint practice against the Vikings, how do the preseason games look when the starters are out there? I could be talked into 10 wins by the end of the preseason.
Hell yeah.
I'm open to revising it upwards. I'm not going to do it after one day, but I do put stock in the joint practices. And I think if you did last year, you would have been wise to do it because they got their asses kicked by the Eagles, and that was very telling. The Eagles were a great team, and you were trash, and the joint practice showed that. I think joint practices are worth putting stock in.
Mm-hmm.
Ron is in Boston on Roman Anthony. Go ahead, Ron.
What's going on, Ron?
Hey, how you doing, guys? First and foremost, I just want to say I love you guys' show, man. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
I love this taking the wind out of my sails, man. I say it to my wife all the time. We crack up about it. But, man.
Shout out your wife.
Anthony, don't necessarily disagree with the contract, of course, but I mean, talk about terrible timing. I think the guys are just getting it together and, getting comfortable where they're at. And
you think Roman Anthony will get fat and happy? I think that's what he's driving at.
No.
I don't really.
I don't. I mean, I guess there's a risk, but you mentioned a bunch of guys before. You know, Ronald Acuna signed a deal really early, and then a couple years later, he was the MVP of the league. He's had to fight some injuries here and there. Julio Rodriguez has been pretty consistent with the Mariners. He signed a really big contract. No, I don't think so. I think it's just good peace of mind for the team and for him. And like,
I think the timing's a little suspect because they got killed at the trade deadline. Case in point, Craig Breslow getting booed on this radio station.
I look more at that than I do like Roman Anthony himself.
It's not so much money where I'm worried about him getting fat and happy.
Well, at some point you were going to have to pay the guy if you wanted to keep him. And then so I guess you could have the same fear then as you do now.
Yeah. I mean, look, at some point that happens with an athlete. Maybe it'll happen with him.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be the first time, but that is not my concern.
And I don't know if he was thinking about like how the team looks at it, but I think the team would all be happy. Like, oh, you're spending money on this guy? Like, great. I would think. Now, maybe there's a little bit of if you're Abreu or Duran
like, might look at it sideways.
A little bit. I guess that's possible. But, I mean, his money will be out there for him somewhere, just maybe not here.
Guys, Craig Breslow, the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox. Hi. Good morning. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, well, let's get
baseball
back into
fans.
Roman Anthony and the Red Sox. Rob Bradford joins us every Thursday at 11:30. We'll talk to Bradfo, Baseball Isn't Boring, and WEEI right after Trending with Billy Laney.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.